It was, you know, it's a great win, there's no doubt about that. But in terms, you could still see the danger in that they had. I thought they looked a bit dangerous in the first half, you know, in terms of Omar and the boy Cameron's runs off the McIver. Without really causing us a threat, and it was only the fact that maybe a wee bit of a stronger wind, the ball running away from them, you know, they had good support for the midfield area. And I certainly believe, you know, over the last two games that we've played them, they've very much improved in terms of, you know, previous games early in the season. In saying that, I still feel that we've got real good quality in terms of, you see us how we break forward and just that in that final third. And I thought we took good care. I thought we created very, very good chances tonight. And not a disappointment, I just left that with them. I felt we could have had four or five there tonight, you know, with a wee bit more composed finishing. But the pleasing thing is, second half, we spoke about what their strengths were. And it was great to see the boys take that on board, because I thought we nullified them in terms of in the second half. I thought we nullified that. And it's great to see guys now coming back and making big contributions, because it's now about, you know, we've managed to make a couple of changes from Saturday there. We managed to leave some on the bench there that, you know, are dying to play some minutes also, but had some on Saturday, and get boys. And it's all about that inclusiveness of getting everybody back in together and ready to go again. And it's one game at a time, you know, a very, very valuable 3 points. It takes us nearly to where we want to, you know, be in terms of the playoffs. But listen, football's a funny thing. Let's just
interesting result
for Berwick. It's a great win for Berwick. You know, they'll feel very hard done by what's happened over the last 9 days, 10 days, etc. So they were. And as I said there, somebody asked me the question yesterday. I think was it yesterday? And in this league, you know, anybody on their day is capable of giving you a game and taking results, even off the top teams that are chasing that playoff positions, teams that are chasing in the title race. So it certainly opens things up a wee bit back there again, but much again, it's certainly, you know, still in Peterhead's favour.
Still playoffs you talk about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're in a direction of where we've had to divert slightly to where we want to be, but we still want to keep ourselves in a place, you know, and finishing strong. We want to go into the last remaining games of the season, you know, comfortable, knowing what all teams, but most about ourselves. You know, as much as it's a good victory and good opportunity the other night, I still believe that there's so much more to come from us, you know, in terms of ball retention. I just feel, you know, we seem to be rushing a wee bit. Our passing's a wee bit scratchy at this minute in time, and then every now and again you get three thrown. But you know, four or five weeks ago, we were getting more fluency, and sometimes you get that at this when it comes to business end of the season. But you know, we certainly have got to believe that when we do get the ball down and we play the brand of football that we know that we're capable of, you know, we do create better chances. You know, we do look more likely that we'll get positive results from that. And I can't take nothing away. You know, the fight, they give you absolutely everything. But I guess the older that myself and Alan are getting, we're just greeted. We just want the complete package.
Thank you, Damien.